sabor a sal. Y en la pista una pareja se vuelve a enamorar. Sol, no entiendes lo que pasa aquí. Esto es la noche, y de la noche son las cosas del amor.
Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you. something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something every day, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Welcome back. Welcome to CJSF, 90.1 FM. You're in Burnaby. We're in Burnaby. We have so much alike. We're the Sprouts. I'm Bruno.
I'm Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
Yeah. Before we get into what ends a scene, I want to quickly touch on that.
The promo.
On the promo of Typically Tuesday. That's so awesome.
I love that.
That was so good. Oh, God. Typically Tuesday's on Monday. That's genius.
That's amazing.
Yeah, go check them out, please. I want to check them out now.
Yeah, Sam, I want to check them out after that. That promo.
Anyway, where we last left off, we were talking about what makes a scene, and we decided that it was the communal aspect of it, the shared communal identity where people discover themselves, maybe a couple of outcasts finally come together and they feel a bit seen by the music that they're listening to. Scenes in a musical sense is, I should clarify. But now we got to talk about the end. The stagnation, the swamp, the gutter. I wouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that. Some scenes... everything changes. The only thing that is constant is the universe's impermanence. So everything needs to change.
Wow, that's a deep thought right there. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That is. I know.
Yeah.
My point begins with the hardcore alternative rock, whatever you want to call them. The hardcore community of the early 2000s there and late 90s, there is a point in time where it was kind of the thing, right? Where grunge and post grunge and alt rock and rap rock and that kind of thing, kind of like that was the mainstream, right? People loved that. People were really into it and people really enjoyed it. And it got played a lot. It was listened to a lot. But as most scenes tend to go, there comes a time when people start to iterate, and new people start to enter these scenes after maybe a decade or so, right? So some people are like, if you want to think of it like a bell curve, like most of them kind of jump in as it starts, and a few of them come in right at the beginning. Some of them are entering it as when they're later, like you're aging up, right? So it's like if you're like in your early teens, you hear a bunch of really cool music, like 5-6 years pass, learn how to play bass or something, join a band, and suddenly you're playing at the shows that you really love going to, or at the venues that you really love going to that play this like alternative rock. The thing is that this hypothetical musician, you also listen to a lot of other different music, and you have a bunch of other different inspirations. Ones that differed from those of the artists that started the scene that you're suddenly into. So go into that. And I'm painting a narrative for the sake of
information.
For the sake of information, for the sake of it being a little easier to follow. So this is like this isn't like a generalization.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't that. But I'm. There comes a point where these kinds of new ideas that are being brought up start getting rejected within this scene. They start getting booed off. People get bottled. People get booed on stage. That happened a lot to a lot of bands that were starting out as that kind of like post-grunge alternative like 90s rock scene started winding down in terms of what was like most popular. So suddenly, these artists that wanted to become a part of this alternative scene, not alternative scene, but wanted to become part of this scene. My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
Now they were rich. Now they were the rejects, the way that the ones before were as well.
Yeah.
So what happens is they go And they do the same thing. They make their own scene. Right? They do their own thing. Happen to pop punk. That's and pop punk kind of became a powerhouse of its own in the mid-2000s. Right? But that's how it goes. Right? And that's how these things tend to go. And those older stylizations of music and those older, like, fans of particular genres and sounds and whatever, they're around, and people still make music for that, but there is definitely an air of, like, I feel like if you've been into music for long enough, you've been called a poser by someone. Name five songs kind of thing, and that never really feels good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that,
I agree.
And that never necessarily I feel like that kind of attitude is almost like transcend genre, transcend stylization, you know?
Mm-hmm.
This is just my perspective on it, because I'm not like a musicologist. I don't understand. I'm 16. I don't understand the sociology behind music and the way
you know what you're talking about.
I sound like it. Anyone can sound like they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, like there's a difference between you know, like what you're saying. You're just like spreading awareness and just talking about it, compared to like an expert or professional that has a degree in just like what they're studying.
Yeah, and I don't have a degree. I'm in high school.
Yeah.
So
fair enough.
This is what you get.
Yeah, it's just spreading awareness.
Dear listener, this is what you get. But that's kind of the when I think of how scenes get made or this cycle of how these people come together, it's like that. Right? Like an example of you know, being rejected from that kind of hard rock thing is, I think, in the early days of MCR, they opened for Pantera, and they got bottled off stage, and they got they got a lot of flack from the hardcore community for not being of a certain stylization, for not sounding a typical way, and yeah, I just wanted to like paint that picture. Before we really got into the why things end. I don't know if you guys have any thoughts.
I have a little bit of knowledge on like scenes and like how they end, but I think sometimes, does it really end? Is it an actual end to it? Because it's like a little loop. Let's say there's like a certain genre of music that people like, and it becomes big once, and then it gradually becomes it dies out, but there's still people who listen to it.
And definitely.
Yeah, and even if there's one person who listened to it, is that really the end of it? There could be like, it's a cycle. Now maybe more people will listen to it. People won't find it out. There's like friggin' 8 billion people in the world, and anyone can figure out. Anyone can find the genre any second. And I don't really think there's an actual end to scenes, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's...
I agree with you.
So yeah.
Maybe I agree with you, in the sense that it's like genres and stylizations and era, like music as eras. Right, so there's a point in which it starts becoming so popular.
Yeah,
so maybe like the end or the death or like maybe the term gutter was too harsh. But
yeah.
I guess I'm referring to that.
The dark age.
Yeah, I don't know if the way to slice it is whether or not these scenes get left behind. Or if that's just the nature of these like communal identities, maybe not left behind, but they just are what they are. And is there room for evolution in there? I think that's kind of the question, right? That we have now, where it's like, is there room for how much room for like change and iteration does each like is allowed in those kinds of spaces, because I think there is, and there is a certain amount of like wiggle room, and it depends on the individual, and that's when it gets like very weird, right? Because there is a lot of overlap, right? You might listen to a lot of like goth rock, but you also might really be into like I don't know, like alternative, like a spoken word hip hop kind of thing, you know, and there could be overlap there, and you can kind of float between the two. So that's when it gets like, that's when you start needing like a sociology PhD.
Yeah.
And I don't have that. So I guess my question is, nice. Or the thing I'm trying to like to get to is that like how do scenes change, or do they just branch off and evolve?
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking. Like,
yes,
it just. Let's say genres. There's a lot of subgenres. And there's subgenres of subgenres.
Mm-hmm.
And it just keeps going. You could go to like super duper specific. And I think that could relate with a scene. It could be a super, super specific scene that only, I don't know, 5 people may listen to it. But it's still a scene and it's living on. It doesn't end. And there's a lot of
I hear what you're saying about the subgenres, like, and the like kind of like the microgenres and getting very small and very minute. I think that's come about, I think, in large part because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Because people with very niche tastes can kind of find each other and create really specific communities.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very specific communities, and they're definitely going to be smaller, but they're still valid.
Yeah.
I think maybe even they're still valid, and they're still going to be. They exist within the context of everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's going to be influenced by multiple scenes and multiple different artists and sounds and genres.
Yeah.
But it's always going to be run by, or it's always going to be dependent on people more than anything else.
Yeah.
In the sense that it relies on
I want to say the fan base, but
I was going to say community.
On the community, to keep it, I guess, in some way fresh, and to keep it open. The moment that a scene dies, or a scene becomes kind of its own thing, or the cycle begins anew, I would argue, is when it stops being about community, and it starts being about this kind of idea of getting back to maybe this specific sound and this specific feeling. People have nostalgia for these things, right? And then they feel nostalgia for, you know, being like 19, going out to a show that starts at 7, ends at 2, that kind of thing, and like your buddy's garage or something like that. And people feel nostalgic for that, and they want to preserve that. I'm not like a psychologist or anything, but this is something that I've observed. And what comes to mind is that, like, people just don't really want to let it go. And so that's when you get, like, the kind of purist, name 5 songs kind of mentality.
Yeah, it's like, now that you mention it, is feeling nostalgic meaning that it ended? Or is it just like...
Well, I feel like for the term of... a scene ending is kind of vague, and I feel like there's a point.
Yeah, there's many ways of seeing ending.
There's a point in the timeline of a genre, we'll say, of a paradigm happens, and like what Tona said, what Bruno said, is it changes. And what I think is one of the paradigms in the timeline is something shifts and there's something new in the world, mm-hmm. like say a new genre, like you were saying, the subgenres mm-hmm. and all that. And I think that is just the domino effect mm-hmm. of just it began here and it just evolves throughout history, throughout yeah. time.
So for, I guess, our conclusion in this little group here is that nothing really, the scenes never really end. They just keep getting new.
Yeah.
They branch
yeah.
off.
Yeah.
They become,
it's a big cycle.
Mm-hmm. They feed into each other and they overlap. And these communities find new ways to inspire each other and to appreciate but also iterate. On yeah. the things that came before. And I think that is sort of what keeps music from stagnation at all.
Mm-hmm.
People will always be iterating. You will never sound the same as your favorite artist. You will never sound the same as Nirvana. You will never sound the same as whatever, as Panic at the Disco, as
Marshmallow.
I'm at a radio station. I should know this. I should know names of artists. Daft Punk.
Daft Punk. Yeah. Marshmallow.
Pearl Jam.
Just like any artist.
Also, the size of community does not matter.
No, yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you. Conclusion.
Yeah, that's our
little wrap up. This next song is Mystery of Love by Soap and Skin off of their album Torso. Please enjoy. Please drive safely, wear a seatbelt.
I agree.
Yeah. Be aware of your surroundings.
Eat your vegetables.
Wash
your fruits. Don't yes. forget that.
What? You wash your fruits.
And tune in next week at Thursday. 2 to 3 p.m. We're the Sprouts. I'm Bruno.
I'm Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
And we hope you enjoy.
Sprout you later.
Sprout you later.
Didn't hurt like it should have. Hurt like it should.
Thank you for tuning into The Sprouts on CJSF 90.1 FM. We hope you enjoyed this session. We'll be here every Thursday from 2 to 3 p.m. Sprout you later.